knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install sheds, bath remodels, window treatments, heating and cooling systems, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Greetings, this is Hour 1.
Greetings and welcome to Remnant Battle Lines with the Watchman and Tower. Here is a clue to tonight's show and study. John's Gospel Witness to Jesus Christ, Part 4, Son's Authority on Battle Lines. There is His authority, and this was given to Him by the Father. Without the Father and the Son, redemption cannot arrive for you. You must believe in the Son, receiving Him. Have the Son, you have the Father. No Father, no Son. Further, no Son, no Father. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Thursday, the 21st day of June, 2018, and we are glad you joined us. We are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are found in Numbers chapter 19, starting at verse 1 through chapter 22, verse 1. Judges chapter 11, verses 1 through 33. And the New Testament portion is Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 38. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/warnradio. You can also follow us on Twitter at hashtag WatchmanIS216, hashtag WarrenRadio, or hashtag WGS_Watchman. And go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com to read the latest articles and listen to the shows. The featured posts this week from The Watchman are Preparing for the Deliberate Deception of That Wicked One, The Lawlessness, Mystery of Iniquity, Preparing the Way for Deliberate Deception and Denial of that Wicked One. Today in America, we find a deliberate deception along with those who have a denial of that very same deception. American Vipers, Destroying the Souls of Men. From the tree so falleth the seed. The tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity, a world of iniquity, James 3:6. And Bill Maher is hoping for an economic crash to oust Trump, so he says, bring on the recession. Provocative and passionate incognito. Unheard of. Provocative and passionate. Get the book that addresses the war of identity and deceit that is going on. Check out Incognito now. It is the latest in the books which have come forth. Certainly not a novice, and with a proven and reliable voice, the author, Dana G. Smith, takes you into incognito. It is a war of identity and one of deceit. The book reveals a ruthless, corrupt, and evil struggle to deceive you today. While this will certainly lead to the Armageddon's Holocaust, this looming peril can also find you prepared. Through the Glass Darkly, Hope and the Transformation. Seeing through the glass darkly, I will see all things face to face. Hope in the transformation from mere human that faces sin, death, and the grave, than to have the ultimate victory over the same sin, death, and the grave through Jesus Christ. Yes, it is the victory. For us, the ultimate victory, who have believed in Christ. So you can go to warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, or Get Healthy Young Living to read the featured post by the Watchman and listen to all the radio shows. And now I welcome in the Watchman for our first segment. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's almost Friday. Yay.
Yep, and I was thinking 1 week left in this month.
I know, that's hard to believe.
And, well, at any rate, I spent some time working. I was thinking of all the things I have to work on. You know, I have a bunch of projects.
Yeah, me too.
Sure seems like a lot of them.
I don't think about them too much because it gets a little overwhelming.
Well, you know, and I am putting together some promos for the books again. And we've still got to deal with the fact that some of the, Google and a lot of the others have changed their logarithms. And so I was looking at our volume from 2016, which was not too long ago, to now, and you can really see, you can tell that they've done something.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Yeah, and so now it really looks like we're going to need quite a bit more, you know, just to get the posts and everything promoted.
That is wrong. I just think it's
just
wrong
to get them out there. Like Twitter, they've been trying to get us to boost the post, but I don't know how it would boost it, if it would help at all. But it costs $100 a month. And then if you want to do boost the post on Facebook, it's going to cost you $50 per post at least. And then if you want to, you know, do anything on Amazon, you know, with your books or whatever you're doing, you know, that's more money. It's just like, dear God in heaven, you know, you people are, well, you know,
it's wrong.
Well, and then you've got all the politicians now came out, and of course the, and this is worldwide pretty much, because the internet, you know, we have seen the rise of mega billionaires like Facebook, Amazon, Google, and each one of those, like Google, I forgot how many they had. They had a number of them that helped start that. And there was a lot of them that are multimillionaires now. And, well, at any rate, so your politicians, the Supreme Court just passed the sales tax thing. Trump was saying it brought fairness. And you know, for a long time, you know, online, these companies, nobody ever thought that they would do so much business online, but now we do. I mean, when I buy something, I buy it online. I will go downtown and look for it, but if I'm looking for software, if I'm looking for anything for the computer, if I'm looking for specialty items, I go online almost all the time. The reason of it is I can't usually find what I'm looking for here. And so they have gotten to the point where they're trying to level out the playing field. And of course, now see, some time ago I removed all the ads. I have all the ads, I believe. I don't think I've got any left there. I got rid of Google ads again because I frankly don't want Google on my website. I have their search engine, and I think they still owe us money, but I don't know. I don't care. But I'm not going to do Google anymore. There's a lot of things that are changing, and I'm looking at changing the way our websites are. We're looking at, we're in the process now of moving just, you know, right now we have close to 100 gigs worth of audios, and if I was to count the videos, it would be a lot more than that. But we're working on moving all those. So everything is changing, and we don't really know what the final thing is going to be like. But there's a lot of people that make money online, but these politicians, and of course this also means in Europe. This is a global, people don't realize that, this globalist thing. I have things on my websites that's required from the EU because our websites are viewed all over. Matter of fact, our websites are viewed in just about every country of the world.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And so, it's a struggle, I'm telling you, to stay on top of this. And it's just really hard, you know, to try to get it all, you know, because it's, our office is you and me, and then we have a couple of others that, keep in contact with us, and I have one other that is helping with the audios, but other than that, everything, promoting the book, writing all the ad copy, or whatever I'm doing, you know, it's just mind-boggling. The thing we want to do is preach and teach, and write the books, and that's pretty much, I'm going to write articles, but I'm not going to be doing, I quit the news thing some time ago, quite a while ago, but so we don't really know what this looks like. We don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know if anybody does, but it is global, and they're getting the internet and all the ability for this thing to perform better and better. They're working on virtual reality, and they're working on artificial intelligence. By the time this is done, the internet is going to scare the hell out of people. I can guarantee you that. It is going to be one of those things that it's going to develop a mind of its own. And I seen the other day, there was an article talking about artificial intelligence arguing with you. So you could actually have a computer that argues with you.
Brother.
As if we don't have enough problems. I don't need my computer arguing with me.
Boy, that's for sure.
We've been doing this for over 20 years, and we want to kind of get it simple, but I don't know if we're ever going to be able to do that. But the websites themselves are pretty much some of the best-looking websites. We have top-quality companies that we've partnered with to help keep it safe, but everything costs money. It's just absolutely unbelievable, you know, what people are looking for. And then you think about the politicians and all the taxes they want to get and everything else. I don't know. It could very well be only the rich, the big rich websites and are going to be able to exist anymore. I don't know.
Well, we'll be out there as long as we can.
We will.
The Lord will allow it as long as it's needed.
Well, I don't see us. I don't see a big threat to us because, I pretty much put up everything, and we have a certain way. We work with Spreaker now, and we're on iHeart. We're on iTunes. I mean, we've got a lot. If you go to TuneIn, the popular app, we are on TuneIn. I mean, I have a TuneIn app on my computer, and it has Warren Radio on it. So you can find TuneIn on a lot of apps. We did discontinue our app that we created through Spreaker because we didn't really care. I didn't like what it was doing. There wasn't enough updates going to it, and I wasn't going to pay them $100 a year for that and another $100 for iPhone. So that's another thing I have to work on. Is that aspect. But our whole goal is to send this signal through the cell phones, the smartphones, and everything else, as well as the computer. And we also have a thing coming up with Natural News, who has created a video site to fight YouTube, because they had got rid of all of his YouTube videos.
Yeah, that was a crock.
And so they welcomed us aboard. So we're going to be on their thing as soon as they get it ready. They're going to send me an email. So we've got another video thing that they told us to save all our videos and upload them when we're ready. But there's no way we can do it. I've got so many videos that it, blow your mind. The repository, of course, is over at Vimeo right now. But dear God in heaven, it's just like I'd be here for a month of Sundays. Worse than that, you know. I mean, we'd be here till eternity arrives trying to get all these things uploaded. Because you don't realize, Tower, every week, as long as you and I have been doing this, you know, when you take the videos that we do here, which are high def, it takes us a long time to get those videos uploaded. And so it's, and we have people all the time that are watching these things, people that are following us on Vimeo and watching them. We have people that listen to the stuff and get the stuff on LinkedIn, for instance. LinkedIn, they've been advertising on LinkedIn. They said, and the people that, of course, it's a Facebook thing, but the people that are running LinkedIn for Facebook said this is a respectable platform, and we expect all people to be on this, and if you have differences of opinion, you're to be polite to one another.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way LinkedIn is. All the time that I've been on it, I haven't seen anything. You don't see what you see that gets in the news on LinkedIn. I haven't seen it. You know, maybe it's there, but I haven't seen it. But we have people that, you know, they read our articles, they listen to stuff, they see the posts and stuff. So this is the way, you know, a lot of this stuff gets around. And I don't know. It's just one of those things. But it's hard to believe, though, that you and I have been doing this for so long.
Oh, I know.
Just like you and I were talking about Ace of Bebe, you and I covered that 9 years ago, and here it's been 9 years. You know, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
Well, yeah, to be in prison for 9 years, and her husband is out there. He's had to raise the kids. And you don't know anything about him. You don't know if he went and found another wife. You don't know, anything about the kids. You don't know what's going on. You know, it's just a travesty.
Well, the last time I'd seen him, I don't think it was even a year ago, but he was pretty discouraged because she went to court again and they wouldn't let her out. So he was really discouraged about that, which I don't blame him. It is distressing and discouraging.
Well, you know, and the women that she worked with, they got their revenge.
Yeah.
Because they lied to get her in there. And of course, Islam lives like that. Islam it works in terror and oppression around the world, and so they bring all the minorities along by that. And that's why a lot of people in a lot of these countries just submit to Islam, because it's easier than opposing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I am not one that could exist in a Muslim Sharia law nation.
Oh, me either.
I would never make it.
Nope.
Because I am not a friend of Sharia law, and I'm not a friend of Islamic justice or anything Islamic. I'll welcome, talk to Muslims in a respectable manner, and I have in America when I've met them, and we've had good conversations. But you cover what is happening in the Muslim nations around the world and what they're doing to Christian believers. I don't abide that.
Oh, it's horrible. I just can't believe they get away with it.
Well, you know, and the nations of men, they don't do nothing.
Nope.
They sit on their butts, you know, and you look at the EU, you look at the NATO, you look at the UN, and they know very well that there's Christians being held in prison illegally and immorally in Turkey, but nobody does anything. The same way with Pakistan. They know also that in India, that the Hindi government that came into power quite a number of years ago has been oppressing Christians, and nobody does anything about it. And so this is the thing, you know. And that's one of those things. And that's why when we saw the new Saudi prince royal that took the place of the old guy that was running it, he was changing things. He says, we're no longer going to do things like that. And he told the mosques and the imams that they had to watch how they taught, that they can't teach radicalism. He went and approached the Christians and told them he was going to build them churches. He came to America and told them that he had changed policies. I mean, he was totally
night
and day.
He told them that Israel had a right to exist.
Yeah, he did. He did. He also said the Palestinians needed their own state, but he said the Jews are entitled to their own as well, and they are. And so it's kind of a change when you think about that for the way things are.
Excuse me.
And people know very well that Iran has oppressed Christians, and Obama made up to Iran. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. It was because of Obama's policies that Iran was able to get billions of dollars. I think it was billions that they were able to get as a result of this thing. And this agreement, I didn't know that, but it wasn't even signed.
Well, I didn't know that either.
You know, and that, you know, I found that out only a few weeks ago when we were doing a story on it. It just, that's how come Trump, they said, could pull out of it so easy.
Hmm.
You know, it's because it hadn't been signed. Nothing's been passed. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, and then everybody's blaming Trump for all this incarceration when Obama did it.
I know.
You know, Obama even came out and got after Trump, and Obama's the one that was doing it. I mean, you know, these people are just screwier than a goose out there, these liberals and Democrats. And today Trump called out the Democrats because they were boycotting. You know, and he says, you know, you people don't want to do anything except obstruct. You don't want to get anything done. You just want to be an obstructionist. And that's all they
true.
Want to do.
Yes, it is true.
And so I don't know, you know, it's just, you know, and the one good thing is that Peter Fonda apologized sincerely. Sony Pictures came out and said they were absolutely, completely against what he had said, that there is no way they agreed with it. They are not like that. They don't want that. That is disgusting what he said. And they said Peter Fonda plays a minor role. And I found that out because I looked up the picture. I even, mm-hmm. And I don't tweet much, and I put out one tweet and I told people to boycott because of what he said. But they said, Sony said, we're not going to stop the picture because he has a minor part, and it wouldn't be fair to all the others who work so hard.
That's right.
But, you know, the thing of it is, you know, it sounded heartfelt. And he says, I should have never said it. It was not right. And
well, I'm glad he apologized.
Yeah, me too. It sounded sincere. I don't know whether he is, but I'm...
Got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, see, and the thing of it is Jane Fonda agreed with him, but you don't hear an apology out of her. And then, of course, there was Cusack. What's his
John
name?
John Cusack.
Cusack, yeah. He also came out, agreed with him, and said some things. You didn't hear an apology out of him, but at least Peter Fonda apologized.
Yeah, that's good.
So, score one for him. That's good. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm willing to forgive and forget. You know, that's not a problem here. It's just that we don't see, you know, anybody that you know, they're so proudful, they don't even want to go there. You know, Joe Scarborough and a lot of these other hacks that run these talk shows and what they say all the time, and that Kathy Griffin and what she says all the time, they hardly ever do they apologize. And Kathy Griffin went back on her apologies regarding the head of Bloody Head of Trump. You know, I mean, these people I have no use for. Absolutely no use.
Nope.
If you're going to be wicked and you're just going to be proud of that trash that you're doing, I have no interest in what you do at all. And, you know, you just go your way and stay away from me. You're repulsive. I hate that. That's just that wickedness, that evil. And that's what people today think that's okay. That's not okay, folks.
No, they don't even have any common sense or decency anymore.
Yeah. But I was glad to see Peter Fonda say that.
Yes.
Because, you know, he does come out of our generation, you know. And but at any rate, of course,
I never really watched anything with him, so, but
about the only thing I saw with him on it was Easy Rider, like everybody did.
Oh.
But that had no real storyline. It was just about a couple of stoners going down to New Orleans. That's all that was. And they pick up some hitchhikers along the way. I mean, there's no storyline. It's just like riding on a nice Harley on nice days, going through the countryside, smoking dope and partying. I mean, that's what it was. And, of course, in the 60s, that's what made the whole thing. In the 60s, that's what it was. It was love-in, you know, loving and hippies. And, you know, I mean, I think there's a scene with the a commune, you know, where they all live together.
A commune.
Yeah. So, I don't know. At any rate, we're going to have to get going on this whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Sounds like a good plan, and I'll see you on the other side.
Okay. And today we are in part four, The Sun's Authority, and there is so much to this. We're in John chapter 5. And we see this all the time. The Jews really had a problem with the Sabbath. You know, as far as the law of the Sabbath. And, you know, if we go all the way back where we left off. John 5. And and this is where he says to a guy, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And this was on the feast of the Jews. Some people believe it was Passover; others Purim. And, of course, this was the five porches of Bethsaida, where there was a pool, and an angel had gone down and stirred the water. And if you got in right after the troubling of the water, whoever stepped in was made whole. And, of course, this guy had been there for 38 years, and he had never been able to get in there. That's a long time. You have to be persistent to stay by the water wanting to get there. And so The Lord asked him, he says, will you be made whole? And the guy said, well, I have no men when the water is troubled to put me in the hole, in the pool, and while I'm trying to get into it, another one steps down before me. So the Lord just said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. I mean, that's all he said. And I find that amazing, especially when he'd been laying there for so long. And he would have had to, feel power. You know, something entered into this guy's body and just motivated him to get up. He knew that he was healed. So as soon as he got up, the Jews, of course, who followed him around all over the place, because they were always trying, find out what you did wrong. It kind of sounds like the Democrats today, but I don't want to compare the Jews to the Democrats because, that would be demeaning the Jews, the Democrats today. And they're not all like that. I don't want to get political here, but, y'all, if you're a Democrat, you need to speak to your people and tell them to chill out and try to be decent. And Republicans, you do too. If you want this nation to stay, show some decency and compassion towards one another and forgiveness and shut up. Okay, now back to the study. So the Jews are persecuting Jesus, and he had healed on the Sabbath. And of course, the thing of it is, verse 16 of John 5, therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Well, we're going to slay you. You healed a guy. Nobody else is healing. And we've said this time and time again. The Jews ain't healing anybody. The only thing they're going to have is natural medicines and stuff they can dig out the earth or plants they can find. There's nobody doing miracles. The high priest isn't doing miracles. And I can guarantee you, Paul the Apostle is known as Saul, Shaul, S-H-A-U-L, in the English as we read it. He wasn't doing any miracles, and of course he was, part of the high mucky muck too. He didn't come to the Lord until after everything. He even, wasted the church for a while, and he finally came to the Lord. And then after he came to the Lord and started in the ministry, then many signs and wonders followed him. But there was no signs and wonders until Paul got born again, saved, and straightened out. And so when we start talking about miracles and signs and wonders, it takes the power of God. And to get the power of God, you need to be born again, and you need to repent and come to the Lord. That's what it amounts to. But see, we're talking about the Son of God walking around, and he healed someone, and now they want to kill him because he had done good. That's good. What would they do if you'd done something bad? Reward you? Well, thank God you didn't do anything good, Jesus, because you did, things. Well, to them, good is bad and bad is good, because to do good for them is to keep the Sabbath. To do bad is to heal on the Sabbath. And if they would have thought about it, the Sabbath is about rest. The Sabbath is a picture of what God is bringing in, the eternal rest for all of his children. And you do something bad, Jesus, and we'll forgive you. Don't heal on the Sabbath. Heal on some other day, but not that. Whatever. Good grief. Nobody else is doing it, but they had to find something to do. So Jesus answered, and he says, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. And, of course, that made him mad. It's like, I'm thinking politics here. This is the way it is in America today, no matter what you do, especially poor old Trump and his family and the Republicans. Dear God in heaven, no matter what you do, people are griping and moaning. That's America today. Dear God in heaven, that's not the way it used to be. And this is the end days, folks. And that's why you need to understand these things. You're not going to please people. And that's, if there's one thing we learned from the Lord, he was not a people pleaser. He went and he worked and he healed. And that pleased the people he was healing. And a lot of the people that watched him and believed in him were happy he was doing that. But there was a lot of others in power who was the status quo of the religious sects, and they did not like this, you know, new rabbi coming along, this punk from another part of the country, to come in there and start doing stuff. See, they didn't like him, and they plotted to kill him. And verse 18, you know, who's this guy think he is? Some punk out there doing it. He says he's a rabbi and he calls God his father. I mean, who is that guy? We got to kill him. And that's what they were. There was a hatred, and it never did go away. And therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him. And make no mistake, if you're out, and we find this in many of the nations, because we advocate for the persecuted church, and we speak about miracles and signs and wonders that are going on around the world. But make no mistake about it, they hated the Lord. They're going to hate you. He even says this. They're going to hate you. You stand up and you declare in Jesus Christ, man, you better duck, because in some parts of this world, they'll kill you. They will throw your butt in jail. They will lie. They will bear false witness. And that's exactly what happened to Asa Bibi when she says, my Lord died for me. What did Muhammad do for you? She actually said, my Lord died for me on the cross. What did Muhammad do for you? And, of course, that made the women mad, and they lied about her, and she wound up facing death penalty. And she's still alive, but she's still in prison. See, this is what happens. And in these last days, man, you better pull your bootstraps up and gird yourself and put on the armor of God, because there's a lot of enemies today, and they ain't going to go away. And one thing about John, when he starts recording this stuff, he tells you the way it is. The Jews sought to kill him. He didn't fluff around. He said they sought to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but also said that God was his father, making himself equal with God. Now, see, there's people, and I talked to a guy in a hospital one time, and I don't want to give you the details, but this guy claimed that the Lord, I can't remember exactly whether it was an angel or whatever, but I was in there because there was some detrimental illness going on, and I was okay, but at any rate, he said Jesus never did say that he was God. Well, he called God his father. And if you read the Word of God, you understand that he wasn't there to testify that he was God. He was there to testify that he was coming in his Father's name, and that his Father had given him the authority and the power to do what he was doing. And see, this verse here says that the Jews looked at Jesus as making himself equal with God. In other words, in the eyes of the Jews, Jesus was saying that he was God because he was equal with his Father. God was his Father. And if God is your Father, you're the Son of God, any way you look at it. And so, you know, there are people, they get in the Word of God and they twist it around. But this is what it says. And make no mistake, John records, and we talk about, this is a testimony to the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the only begotten Son of God who died on the cross. Now, if you miss that point, you're going to miss eternity. If you miss the fact that the Father sent the Son, you've missed it, period. Hook, line, and sinker. And there, don't let your pride, don't let men talk you out of it. And if you'll listen with your heart sincerely, the Lord will reveal himself to you. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, or truthfully, truthfully, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. Now he's speaking of himself. But what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth him, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. In that verse, he says the Son of God. He's talking about himself. For the Father loveth the Son. He's telling them, and he is the Son. And verse 17, he sets it straight. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. And then explains verse 18. The Jews sought to kill him more because he had not only broken the Sabbath, but that God was his Father, making him equal with God. So you follow the following sequence of verses 19 through 25, and it's about the relationship between the Father and the Son. And you can't get any clearer evidence of him and what that relationship was and how the Father had given all judgment unto the Son. That all men should honor the Son even as they had honored the Father. And he says, those that hear my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. He's telling you. And he says, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You know how many people don't believe that? And I'll tell you, in the Muslim world, they will herald Muhammad till the cows come home and beyond. And they will, and all your martyrs killing and slaughtering in the name of Allah. And oh yeah, you can find Muslims that'll talk about Jesus, but they will call him a mere man and a mere prophet. And if you believe he's a mere man and not the Son of God, you have missed the boat. Now see, this is what the world is going to fight over. The politicians are not going to stop it. And when the devil comes, it's going to be all about this. When the dark one comes, there's going to be a deception. And as I write in my latest article, which you need to read, get over to warren-usa.com or danaglensmith.com, you'll see it there. You know, you only have so long. And when we go through John, the purpose of John was to reveal the Messiah, the Son of God. This book is what it's about. It's not about lifting up John, it's about lifting up the only begotten Son of God. And in this book, you will find proof. But you have to have faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we believe in Jesus Christ, which is our transliteration for the Greek. Now, actually, in the Greek, when you look at Jesus, Jesus is our English word. And it is kind of a stretch how that English wound up as Jesus. But the Greek is Jesus, is how you say it. And the Hebrew is Yahushua or Yeshua. And it means Yahweh saves. Christ, or Christos, is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew Messiah. So if you say Yahshua HaMashiach, Yahweh saves. He's the anointed. And if you were on the streets of Jerusalem and you saw someone who was the anointed one, meaning Jesus, they wouldn't be calling him Jesus. They'd be using their native tongue. But they would be calling him the anointed one, the Messiah, the Son of David. But in the modern Gentile world, we know Jesus as the main word. And if you get another cultures, the name is going to be according to what their verbiage is. But you see, the Lord looks on the heart. God looks on the heart. And so he knows when you believe. And he knows you believe in him. And so while we may be saying Jesus Christ, he reads your heart. He knows that you're believing in the Messiah. Because that's what he does. He reads your heart. He knows what's in your heart. Yahweh saves the anointed one, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua, Yahweh saves HaMashiach, the anointed one. Thank God. And, you know, this battle is not going to go away. And the Lord continues in John 5. This is verse 26. For as the Father has life in itself, so he has given to the Son to have life in himself. Now see, when we believe in the Son, we get life. And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. He is God incarnate, God in the flesh. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Yeah. That's why when Lazarus was raised from the dead, when he told him, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. And one of the reasons that that miracle happened was to prove that he's the resurrection and the life. And he goes on to say, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. My judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. you sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth, but I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that you might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light, but I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me, and the Father himself which sent me hath borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him you believe not. Now, we're going to stop there for a second and go over this. The word of God, when you get back in the law, every word was to be confirmed by two or three witnesses. And so, getting back to that old boy in the hospital that said Jesus, Yeshua, never bore witness of himself. He wasn't sent to bear witness of himself. But he bore witness by doing the works that he did, confirming that the Father was his Father, and telling everybody exactly what he was. Plus the Father, when he was baptized, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." And then during the Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John, the same thing happened with a few little changes, but it was the Father nonetheless. And so you cannot take that away from him. And of course, Paul talked about the Jews. The Jews always sought a sign, and the Gentiles sought wisdom. Or, you know, when you would talk with a Greek or a Gentile about God or about anything, just like on Mars Hill, these wise people were gathered around talking, you know, considering wisdom. And Paul says, I see you have a statue under the unknown God. I've come here to tell you about him. And that's the way it worked with the Gentiles. But with the Jews, they wanted a sign. And he says, the very works that I do bear witness of me. That is the sign. And they bear witness that the Father has sent me. And of course, he's in your face when he says, the Father himself, which hath sent me, has borne witness of me, and you have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape. And you do not have his word abiding in you, for whom he sent, him you believe not. He goes on to say, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come unto me that you might have life. Now you see, he's talking to the Jews here. He's talking to people, the Pharisees, as well as, you know, the high priest was involved in a lot of this stuff behind the scenes. But see, they all knew the original languages. They knew all of that. Yet they did not recognize the Lord when he came. And so, just because you know Greek or Hebrew or Aramaic doesn't mean you're going to know the truth. You must be born again to the Spirit, and the Spirit of God is what reveals this to you. And he says, you're searching the scriptures, and you think that you're going to have eternal life because you search the scriptures. And he says, they testify unto me, and you don't even see me there. And you're not going to come to me so I can give you life. And then he says, I receive not honor from men. But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. Wow. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another come in his own name, him you will receive. Ain't that the truth? That's the way it is. And it's going to happen that again in this generation. God is going to send the son of perdition, going to allow him to be there. He's going to do signs and wonders. He's going to send a lie, a strong delusion, so they'll believe the lie because they've rejected the love of the truth. This is the love of the truth right here, the Father sending the Son. God so loved the world, the Son so loved the Father, and the Son loved us that he came. But he says, you don't have the love of God in you. You've never seen God, and you refuse to believe. You get in the scriptures, and they testify on me, and you still don't believe. And I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. But if another come, and that's what's going to happen. That's coming. And that's why we look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and that's why we look at parts of Daniel. That's why we also look at Revelation 13. Dear God in heaven, they won't believe. But yet if someone else comes saying, well, I'm the Messiah, you know, they're going to believe him. You know, dear God in heaven. You know, and there are the one thing that the Lord warned. He warned that in these last days, there's going to be many people trying to deceive you. He says, how can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? And it was Moses that said, one like unto me will come. And that's one of the first places we see about the coming of the Son of God, is in the Moses of writing in the Pentateuch. And so, it's an amazing thing when we look at this. It's an amazing thing when we consider what the Lord was telling the Jews. And the Lord is still speaking to generations. He's been doing it ever since. He does it through his servants. He does it through those who preach his word. He does it through those who testify of him. And then there's the Spirit of God who convicts, who teaches, who reproves. God is making himself known to this generation. God is spreading the word. He's been spreading the word through our ministry for 20 years on the internet, around the world. And we've had a multitude of downloads of our shows. We've had millions and millions of hits and things and people coming to our websites over all these years. We've had visits from people in every nation, and our goal is to spread the word of God. It's not to lift up us, it's to lift up Christ. It's to tell you that the Savior, I'm not the Savior. Christ is the Savior, the Anointed One, the Son of God. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the great and mighty and most revered God, even our Father, has sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. He came, was born of a woman, fully God, fully man. He testified to all in his generation, yet his generation was cut off. Who shall declare his generation? Everybody's responsible for that, but the apostles finished his declaring his generation to those people then. And he was betrayed. He died on the cross, sinless, guiltless. But yet he took our guilt and our pain and our transgressions on the cross. He bore our sins. He died. He said it was finished. He was buried. 3 days later, he was resurrected from the dead, seen alive by many infallible proofs and witnesses, gave instructions to the church, and ascended to the right hand of the Father, where he ever liveth to make intercessions for the saint as the priest after the order of Melchizedek, according to the will of God. And he is coming again as the greater Son of David, the warrior king, the Almighty, the beginning and the end, the Word, the Amen, the beginning, the end, and everything in between. He is coming. He will rule and reign on this earth forever. But we will rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. Amen. Thus is the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach. Yahweh saves, the Anointed One, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. With that, we will be back. This is the end of hour one. We'll be back for hour two. We do this to make it easier for all those who listen to download and watch the shows and everything. We'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes with the next hour in this. We'll see you on the other side. We thank you for joining us today on WARN Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy 3 or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 4/10. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 4/17. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Every legend is built. This one starts with a frame. We raised a great stature and gave it a name. The BMW X7. It's the biggest one yet. Fitting power and style, the best you can get. An all-leather interior, its luxury shows. So we kept it right up for all of 3 rows. With its dynamic driving, you chase your desires. The true mark of this legend is how it inspires. The first ever BMW X7. Make every day legendary.
Exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services at bmwnyc.com. BMW of Manhattan. Driven by more.